All right, and so we continue with our extended news at noon and our check-in with Dave and Kate. And since we just talked to Dave, let me get Kate in here now. Of course, everybody's in different locations, so we're just talking to Dave and Kate independently, if you will. Miss Kate, how are you doing on the phone with me today?
Oh, hey, just hunky-dory. How are you doing?
Good. You know, I have seen pictures of your dog on Facebook. How's the dog doing?
The dog is now worse than she's ever been because she does not leave my side.
Right?
She can be sound asleep on the floor in the living room, and if I stand up to go to the kitchen, her head comes up, she watches me walk out of the living room, and then pretty soon I hear her trotting right behind me, and she sits next to me in the kitchen while whatever I'm doing. She will not let me out of her sight.
I wonder how dogs do that. I see that with my two here. It's like, did they sleep during the night? Because my one seems to be up all night. But then throughout the day, the dog will do that. It'd be just sleeping, just snoring, and in an instant, they're up.
Yes. It's like, I wish I got up that easy.
Well, yeah.
I have to roll over and moan for a while, and, you know.
I just wonder if I was that dog, I'd be so tired during the day. I'm like, give me like 8 hours. I just want to sleep.
Right.
Just all in one chunk. I'll tell you.
Do you normally get 8 hours of sleep a night?
I don't remember. I probably have in the past couple of months at some point. I guess in life, I forget when that's happened because of kids. And I know my kids are a little older now, but still, you know, somebody may get up to get a drink and then I'm wide awake. And then the dog will start whining for some reason. Then I'm wide awake, you know, so it's just a matter you know, last night I didn't really get much sleep. I have no idea why, you know, it was like, seriously, then you're mad at yourself in the middle of the night because it's like, I have 6 more hours. I want to get to sleep.
Exactly. And that happened to me Saturday night. I had a tough time sleeping. And the last time I looked at the clock, it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I knew that my kids would be calling first thing in the morning. I knew that some would be stopping by. But we're still staying far apart from one another.
Right.
But it's like, and I wanted to look nice, and none of that happened. it was bad.
Oh my. Well, happy Mother's Day a day late.
Well, thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all moms.
Absolutely.
Here in heaven and fur baby moms and every mom.
Right.
Moms.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so Kate, this is what I did with Dave, because we just got off the phone with Dave. And I'll explain it to you in case folks are just joining us. But I have this box that I use for my family when we're around the dinner table. And the box actually came from a radio interview that I did years ago. I mean, years ago. And you know how we do interviews and sometimes, you know, we'll get the book in the mail or we'll get the product in the mail so we know what we're talking about, right? Yeah. So that's what happened with this box. And I've kept it and kept it and kept it. We've used it more in the past couple of months because we find ourselves all sitting around the dinner table. And instead of saying, well, what'd you guys do today? It's like, I've seen you all day. I know what you did today.
You right, know? Right.
So these different questions.
I'll talk to my grandson one day, and the next day I talk to him, and it's like, so what's new? And he said, same thing that was new yesterday.
Yeah, right?
I said,
nothing.
He's doing schoolwork and on the computer, and yeah.
Right, right. So I pulled out a couple of these questions, as I did with Dave. I'll give you different questions, but I asked Dave a couple of questions like who you'd want to talk to in history and things like that. So I pulled out a couple of different questions for you, and just as I did with Dave, see, now you get to be in the hot seat. I know you and Dave usually get to talk to people, but now you're the guest. So let's see. I have 4 questions in front of me. The first question is, when you woke up this morning, what did you most look forward to doing?
Having my first cup of coffee.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Mine.
Well, the coffee. Yeah, and it smells so good when it's brewing, and it's like, okay, hurry up, hurry up.
And you have your supply, so that's good. I think mine was to get a piece of my Mother's Day gift, which was a chocolate cherry bread that my husband made for us.
I saw that
right?
on Facebook. It's beautiful.
We got that off of the what's it called? The Great British Bake Off or something on Netflix. Do you watch that?
I do not.
So one of the judges is Paul Hollywood, and he made this bread, and my husband and I went, we can do that.
Okay. Well, number one, it looked so scrumptious, and I'll bet it tasted just as scrumptious.
It was very good. It has chocolate chips in it, white chocolate chips in it, and cherries in the bread. Very good.
Yum.
Yes, yes.
And it's homemade bread.
Right, homemade, and it rose. We had to learn what proofing was. We didn't know what proofing was. And then we had to, well, I mean, not just yesterday. We had to learn over the course of this show what proofing was. And that's for the bread to rise and all this other stuff. And so it took over, well, nearly 4 hours. One loaf took about 4 hours to make.
Bless his heart.
I know. My husband made it. But anyway, okay. So let me get back to your question. So the second question is this. Would you rather watch the sunrise or the sunset?
I love to see the sun rise over water.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm at the ocean or even at the lake, I love watching the sun come up. But when I'm at home,
yeah,
I do enjoy watching the sunset.
Do you have a good view at your home of the sun setting?
No, I have to go out and stand in the middle of the driveway and then, you know, but over at my farm, which is about a mile away from where the crow flies,
mm-hmm.
the sunset is just absolutely spectacular.
Nice. Are you up early enough for a sunrise?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's my problem, is I'm never up.
Not lately.
Yeah, right.
Lately, if I'm up before the sun rises, it's like, oh, yeah, the sun's not up yet, so I can lay back down.
And then you miss it. Then you miss the sun coming
right.
up.
Right.
All right. So next question. I have two more questions for Miss Kate. All right. So, Kate, share something that you have never done before but would like to try.
Something I've never done before,
mm-hmm.
but I'd like to try.
Would you like to climb Mount Everest? Would you like to...
No.
Snowboard?
And I watch people do that on TV shows, and I'm making screeching noises. No, I don't want to do that. Well, I'd love to fly to Ireland or Italy.
Yeah, yeah.
Life is now, I don't think that's going to happen. But it was always that's what I always wanted to do.
Right.
Right now, I'm excited when I can get in my car and drive 7 hours to get to Virginia. But I would love to go to Ireland and Italy.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
I'm with you.
I'll take a European tour with you somewhere. All right, so last question for you, Kate.
I
like this one. I don't know why, but describe your day, whether you want to do today or yesterday, whatever, but describe your day with a color and explain why did you pick that particular color.
Oh, at this point in my life, I'm going to say blue.
Okay.
Lots of decisions to be made.
Like a sad blue or a comforting blue?
Both.
Okay. That's
fair. Some are comforting, some are sad. This whole coronavirus thing has, number one, put me in a blue mood.
Right.
Because I hear these heartbreaking stories and I hear uplifting stories, so those kind of counteract one another. I would have to say, right now, blue. I wanted you to ask me who I wanted to have lunch with.
Who do you want to have lunch with?
Harriet Tubman, Tom Brokaw, and Abraham Lincoln.
Any reason why?
Oh, yeah. I just want to drill down on them and pick their brains and find out why they thought this was the right thing to do, or that was the right thing to do, or yeah.
I was just talking to Dave, we were talking about historical people, and I mentioned Milton Hershey because I just find it fascinating that you go in a country, or not in a country, but to the country, and just say, yeah, this is where I want to build a town, you know, just out of nowhere. But my question to him, which is an interesting question, I think, all around, is if you were able to talk to a historical figure, did they know at the time that they were changing history? Like, did they know this decision they were making in the moment was just going to change the course of the future? Or was it a result that they would never see the great change that would come?
Harriet Tubman must have been in fear all her life. And the courageous things she did and what she did had to have known. But being a woman, I keep wondering if she thought, well, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but let's do it this way. And I'm sure she never realized how much she was going to change history.
Right. It's fascinating.
But then there's, yeah, and then there's the plumber over in Germany who smuggled children out of homes during the Nazi regime and hid them, like 200 or I forget how many. Yeah, those types of people. Yeah, I want to talk to them.
Yeah, what is your life really like?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because, you know, I think we all have a historical period that we're attracted to in learning more about. And yet when I read or see a story or whatever means comes to me that I'm finding out about a historical time period, it makes you think it may not have been so much fun, if you will. You know, or it may not have been what we thought, like with bathroom facilities not being what we use today, or hygiene not being what we're accustomed to today, or products that we have that are very convenient today. It makes you it makes you think twice.
Right, exactly. And I keep wondering, you know, I would not have been a good pioneer woman.
Yeah.
Because I need electric blow dryers and rollers and... Yeah,
you would not have had that. Well, I don't know. Would you have had? You wouldn't have had the electric, but would you have used a different means in order to get the same result, or do you just put the hair back? I don't know.
Well, back then, you know, everybody wore their hairs pretty much in a bun or whatever.
Yeah.
But going through this now, it's like, good Lord, if the salons don't soon open, I'm not even going to tell you what my hair looks like now.
Is it down to your shoulders?
It's past my shoulders. My hair has not been this long since the 60s.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Miss Kate, we got to let you go because we're going to run out of time here very quickly. But it's been fun chatting with you, of course. It's always fun chatting with Kate. But thanks for a few minutes of your day.
Thank you. And I miss everyone, and I'm praying so hard for everyone, and I just want this to be over. But again, I don't know what our new normal is going to look like, Trace.
Right.
You know, the fear that it instills and the discomfort and the... And I feel so bad for all the families that have lost people, and my heart is just very troublesome right now.
Well, you speak for many, and there are a lot of us in the same shoes. So thank you. Thank you for those words. Thank you.
Yeah, stay safe, everybody, and smile and try to have a good time in your living room.
Right. stay safe, stay home, and we'll figure out what reopening looks like. So, all right, Kate.
Right.
Hey, thanks so much. You have a great day.
You do the same, Trace.